I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. This is the extra stuff that we just don't have time for the actual podcast. So here we'll be discussing a few little extra things, things that have come to our attention, musings on my dad, his process, the whole world of Belinda Blinked, because we know that one podcast a week just isn't quite enough. You could even say this is for you, diehard fans. It's been brought to our attention, listeners, by somebody on Twitter that my dad has actually written a kind of a bio of Rocky Flintstone. Have you guys seen this?
No, I just limit myself to a chapter a week. It's almost all I can cope with.
Between episodes, I literally go cold turkey on Rocky. I don't look at anything.
And James, I don't blame you for that. It's the only way to get through it.
James also goes cold turkey on porn for that part of the week.
Yeah, I don't...
awkward laugh. Clearly he doesn't.
I don't like this to impact my everyday life, so I try and keep it, you know, work and pleasure separate.
Sure.
And I very much see this as work. What, a backstory?
You know, like a dust cover of like an actual book has something about the author.
Yeah.
He's written one of those, like a little blurb for himself.
Entirely made up.
Well, I actually haven't read it yet, so...
Okay.
Should we delve in and see if it is all made up? I can actually be the fact checker on this.
Okay, you'll know.
Yeah, this should be interesting.
I mean, I hope I'll know. There were many things about my dad that I thought I knew and I don't, so maybe I won't know anything.
There's almost nothing I don't know about Rocky now.
Rocky likes to write in the sun and with a glass of wine in his hand.
He's clearly drunk when he's reading it.
Clearly. That's the only explanation.
Nothing makes him feel more at home. Based between Brazil and Marbella, Spain.
Just showing off that he knows where Marbella is.
He gets to grips with his stories.
At least someone's getting to grips with his stories, because we're certainly not.
He gets to grips with his stories, bringing them to print for his loyal readers.
I hate to break it to Rocky. They're not in print. He's self-published this book.
On the internet.
Also, loyal readers, that'd be 1, 2, 3, and who else?
Wilma?
Wilma does not read it. Belinda Blinked 1 is his first novel of the series, and currently Rocky is working on his second, Belinda Blinked 2.
Oh, a sequel.
Has that been finished since he wrote that? Have you said that you think he's finished book 2?
I'm not sure if he's finished it, but...
I mean, what is finished when it comes
to
Rocky?
Well, exactly.
I'm sure this book will end with him just trailing off mid-sentence, but it's an end of sorts.
Dot, dot, dot.
Or like semicolon a la Rocky.
Belinda Blinked 2, with an expected publication date of January 2016.
Oh, news to me.
He must be finished, or at least very nearly finished.
I don't know, because I think Rocky can complete it and publish in the same day.
That's true. There's no like proofreading that goes on.
It's first draft and out. Out the door.
That whole process takes between 8 and 12 hours.
Rocky also has well-advanced scripts for Belinda 3.
Scripts? What, like film scripts?
I smell a movie. Oscars.
No, I think he's just using the word scripts as like...
to upsell it.
Make it sound more glam, yeah.
Oh, sure. We'll do that.
Expected publication date, May 2016. So...
the trilogy will be
five
complete.
5 months after Belinda Blinked 2.
So we'll get another pamphlet, but 5 months later.
God.
I think he prefers novella.
Someone should tell the Man Booker Prize that these books are on their way.
Oh, and, seriously? Let alone the Bad Sex Award.
We've been overlooked.
Oh, hang on. And then there's a little bit, stop press, in capitals.
It does not say that.
It does, it says stop press.
The Guardian's like, wait a sec, Rocky said stop.
Hold the front page.
Stop press. Belinda blinked one, semicolon, has been picked up by some London media types and is being distributed as a podcast starting October 2015.
Are you serious? Is that
all? Are we London media types? Does he mean his son and some friends?
Why not buy the book and read along with the broadcast? Exactly, Rocky.
I like that he's on board, though. He understands the power of the podcast.
And also, guys, there's a photograph of Rocky as well.
There's a photograph of Rocky? This is a security breach.
I mean, Rocky, in inverted commas. Listeners, please get out your phone, get on Amazon, look up Rocky Flintstone author, because I'm going to show the guys right now. Ready?
Yes.
I mean,
who's just that hand?
I don't see a family resemblance, no offense.
Just to quickly describe the picture, it's a man half Rocky's age, at least quarter of Rocky's age,
quite clearly gay.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's a fair assumption.
Completely shades on his head.
Shades on his head, a bow tie on, no shirt.
Obviously.
And a woman's hand is kind of caressing his chin.
I mean, it could just be a great angle, to be fair.
Good lighting. It's the sun.
It is the sun that he likes so much to write in.
He knows his best angle and how to work it, Alice.
That space between Brazil and Marbella is treating him well, wherever that may be.
That would be the Atlantic, I believe.
Where did he get that photo from?
I mean, brilliant. Just gold.
So just to check, we think that maybe Rocky has gone onto like an image library, gone through and found the image that he thinks is most like him.
This is how he wants to be represented to the world. Exactly. Worrying.
It's like a Butler and the Buff kind of image. Yes. Yeah. If you're trying to picture it, it's like a Chippendale.
Like a naked butler, exactly. At a hen party. Jeez.
We've seen him in real life and he does not look like that.
If Rocky's going to have a go, I'm going straight onto Google and find a much more flattering image of me. And I tell you what, they're going to be 19.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.